USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promoting the big infrastructure bill that he will sign Monday. The $1.2 trillion bill got final passage in the House late last week. Of that $1.2 trillion, about half will go towards actual infrastructure. Speaking in Baltimore, the president saying the bill will make a big difference in the United States.
Along with other plans that I'm advancing, this bill is going to reduce the cost of goods to consumers, businesses, and get people back to work, helping us build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out.
What's being called extraordinary inflation is expected to raise prices of packaged meat products. Beginning in January, major food companies like Tyson Foods and Kraft Heinz say they will hike their prices of meat products to offset higher supply costs by around 10%. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Survivors and family members who lost loved ones in the Surfside, Florida condo collapse are being surprised with money. $10,000 checks came from a fund that was raised by several city residents. 98 people were killed in the collapse earlier this year, and many lost their homes. Home heating prices are set to rise by as much as 54% for some households. That's according to the annual Winter Fuel Book Outlook, released earlier this month from the Energy Information Administration. President Biden is calling on the oil and gas industry to increase production to meet demand, which is welcome news to Melissa Verna, who tells ABC's Good Morning America the price hikes are certainly going to affect her and her home business.
I am nervous about my bill. I run a small business out of my house, and I also work full-time remote, so the cost of any bill going up is alarming.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Taliban has had control of Afghanistan since President Biden withdrew U.S. troops from the country in August. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he knew that would happen.
It was a logical outcome. If we left, the Taliban takes over. The Taliban takes over. Al-Qaeda has safe haven. They attacked us on 9/11. ISIS is now a big threat to the world out of Afghanistan. So to believe that our withdrawal would not lead to this was fantasy.
Hundreds of Americans remain stranded in Afghanistan. President Biden, meanwhile, says he considers his troop withdrawal from Afghanistan to be an extraordinary success, which puts an end to a 20-year war. Actor Matt McConaughey says he's opposed to COVID vaccine mandates for children. The actor, who has fueled at times speculation about a possible run for office in Texas, also telling the New York Times,
"Right now, I'm not vaccinated mine, I'll tell you that.
You're not.
I'm not vaccinating mine. I want to get some. I've been vaccinated. My wife has been vaccinated. We have a high-risk person in our household, my mother, who's 90, and she's immune compromised. I couldn't mandate having to vaccinate the younger kids. I still want to find out more information."
And folks working at IKEA will get a bump in salary beginning next year. IKEA management announcing starting January 1st, 2022, the hourly starting wage will go up to $16 an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.